Welcome to the Good Fight Radio Show, a program dedicated to bringing you vital and uncompromised truths that you won't hear in the mainstream media, discussing contemporary issues in light of the Bible and how these issues relate to family, culture, and the church. The heart of this show is to glorify Jesus Christ and expose the works of darkness as he is commanded in Ephesians 5:11. Now here's your host, Good Fight Ministries' own Chad Davidson.
Welcome back to the Good Fight Radio Show. I'm your host, Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries. And on today's episode, you are listening to part two of the Good Fight Radio Show Mexican Special. And I want to encourage you, as you're listening to this, maybe via podcast, to go to the link in the description so you can see the video of us actually in Mexico with Pastor Jonathan Ball of Blessed Hope Ensenada and Pastor Joe Schimmel of Good Fight Ministries and Blessed Hope Chapel Simi. So check out our 1 hour special, but also check out the full video, which Tony will put in a link in the description. God bless.
Like we said, we're getting raw here with this one, all right? We are moving around a little bit because we don't want to get hit by cars or anything. But you know what? Hey, we're talking about some of the great things about ministry because it is awesome, but sometimes it can be tough. And I'm sure, you know, Jonathan, you guys may not know this. Some of you guys who maybe heard him on 5:11 News a few weeks back, he was having a child. That child has come. And that child's name is Samuel. So maybe you can talk a little bit about being a father here in Mexico and maybe some of the differences that you see a little bit.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, it's definitely a lot of work for my wife, you know, to acclimate to the
third boy, right, bro?
Yeah, third boy, amen. Yep. Praise the Lord. She lost about five or six of them and was crying and crying to the Lord. Please give me a child, give me another child. And she carried this one all the way through. He's a strong little guy.
An appropriate name then.
Yes, appropriate name, because Samuel, it means the Lord hears. And God answered her prayer. And he looks like a hairy little prophet. Amen. But yes, it's a lot of work because we're American citizens and we got to go back and forth for all the paperwork, for the hospital stuff. But yeah, it's very different, you know. As you can see, the growing up here, my children are used to nice green parks. And you look at the park here, and it's in the dirt, and it's faded paint, and maybe you have one chain that's broken off on the swing, and everything's just 30 years old, you know, falling apart. So it is a big difference, and it is difficult. When you've lived in a place like the United States, to go anywhere else that doesn't have all the things that you are used to, so it is a family sacrifice, amen, for the children. Anyone that wants to do ministry, you have to be willing. But when you come to Christ, you make that choice.
And how rewarding is it, bro?
It is so rewarding, amen. Because if you love Christ and you surrender to Him, it doesn't matter where you go or what you do for Him, because your life is His. It's not yours anymore, like Paul said in Galatians 2:20. He says, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live. But the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loves me and gave himself for me. Amen. It's Christ who lives in him, and he lives for Christ. So whatever God has called you to do for him, amen, just go do it, man. And take the hit and go do it.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, it's really interesting, you know, because with you, we were talking last night. I'd love to get a shot here of the Blessed Hope van. Maybe we could be right here and talk a little bit. You guys can check it out. But one of the cool things is we were talking a couple days ago. We were talking about scripture and we were going through the book of Ephesians in the morning. And one of the things is when you look in the book of Acts, you see that Paul leaves in Ephesus Priscilla and Aquila. And one of the cool things is you see that, you know, husband and wife dynamic. And I know with you having Stacy, how many hours she's spent open air preaching. And if you guys see, it takes a lot. It's a lot of effort to open air preach anyways. But then add the fact that she's having to, you know, embrace the English and then translate it out in Spanish and doing this for hours on end, pleading with people and not just saying what her thoughts are, but having to absorb, translate in her head, and then give that out. So you're seeing very clearly a wonderful ministry, husband and wife going out serving, and I'm sure that's been obviously quite vexing for her. It's a lot of work, and having the boys, right? And I know you worked really hard, but it's such a blessing, I'm sure. And maybe you could talk a little bit about just the blessing that your wife's been in this whole thing.
Absolutely. That was my desire. Amen. I've been thinking about things recently, and you know, not many women would do what my wife has done. And ever since we've been married, her life has been like a roller coaster. Amen. And but she's followed me. It's been almost 9 years.
And she's a translator too for a while.
She's been my translator for 2 years about. And until we had the baby, she's had to stop, you know, to go to the hospital, go to the States for a few months, and so on. But yes, the one amazing thing that's in her is that she's cried many tears. She sold all of her belongings two separate times to go do ministry. Couches, things that, you know, you've been given to, things that you love, but you just can't keep when you gotta move somewhere and do something. And would you like to buy some water? Okay, so yeah, wonderful wife, you know, and she's been willing to follow, go through difficult things. When she's standing there translating, you know, she has to feel the opposition that a preacher feels. Amen. There's always somebody that's drunk that comes towards you when you're preaching, and they usually come toward her because they're hearing it from her mouth. So pray for her that the Lord would strengthen her, build her up. And the one beautiful, beautiful thing that is in her is that she continues to follow. Amen. Even though she cries many tears, she gets up, she keeps going. And she hasn't divorced me, praise the Lord. She hasn't run away. And I just praise her for that, and praise the Lord for that. Amen.
You know, praise God, because I know for me personally, obviously, I have a wife that's helped involved in ministry. If it wasn't for her, obviously nothing. And I know with Joe, Joe as a father-in-law, knowing Lisa, the hard work that she does as well. It really is incredible. And not to mention the encouragement and sometimes the needed discouragement and things you're trying to do that may be going a little too far. But it's pretty awesome. And so we're really blessed. But we're actually going to be walking you guys into the live job site. And Joe's going to be talking to you guys a little bit about what we're doing and just go a little bit as we walk into a live job site. So if Nico gets a little shaky or anything, it's just because he's getting hit on the head with some wood.
All right. Praise the Lord. You know, maybe... you know, when you're cutting the video, they'll probably show you some B-roll of what this thing looked like just a few days ago.
Yeah.
When we got here Monday, there was nothing up yet, you know. It was just a slab, but there were two of the main walls built, which is, we're grateful. But there's so much work that went into it before we got here, the foundation. Yeah. Remember, Jesus said you got to build on the rock, right? Yeah. So that's awesome. So we get here, and now it's Thursday, a few days later, and I'm looking at that place. I'm like, wow, man, siding's up. We did the framing. You know, I'm a tile setter by trade before I became a pastor. So, you know, you learn all the trades a little bit when you do this kind of stuff, so it's pretty cool. But just, we'll probably meet a couple people in there that's been helping. Usually we have 15, 20, 25 people that show up to build a home. We've had as many as 95 people. We had to split up in a lot of different ways. And right now we don't have quite as big a crew as normal, but it's a very good crew. But it's just amazing because we've been building these homes, and it's like we wanted to start a church out here and build the kingdom. And with Jonathan, it was just, like we said earlier, it worked out beautifully. But we're building everybody else homes that we don't even know these people, but we're showing the love of Christ to them. And it's like, wait a minute, why aren't we using the church's money to build a Jonathan home as a pastor out here, you know, and build a building next to it? So that was the ultimate desire. So we're super excited, man, because Jonathan, like I've said, he'll live in a tent. I know this brother, right? But you got to do a lot of ministry at a home, you know. So we've been working on this thing, and we're so excited because Jonathan's been living right next to this little trailer. You probably haven't seen your wife in some time as far as stayed at home for a while. Probably how long, bro?
I was in the trailer for probably 2 months so far.
He's been in that 2 months because there's a lot of drug addicts and thieves that'll come by and try to steal a lot of the equipment and stuff like that. So there's a lot going on that we can't even get into as far as the sacrifices that are made. So if you can keep them in prayer because they poured their whole lives into reaching, obeying Christ and getting the gospel out. So we're excited about going over there. And maybe we'll interview one or two people over there as well as to, you know, what they're doing and how they're helping people from Blessed Hope, our fellowship, and just a lot of people that love Jesus. And And it takes a body. It's just like you have, and construction always, for me, is a really wonderful picture of the body of Christ, you know? It's a picture because you have different people that specialize in different things, right? Yep. And also, you need power tools work better than, I mean, I've been doing a lot of hammering, you know? And somebody else could use a nail gun, but hey, I have no grudge, praise the Lord, man. I'd rather hammer personally. But it's nice to have power tools, and that's how you build the kingdom of God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, you know? So it's a great picture of how we're to build the kingdom. And we're excited about walking over there, and perhaps we'll interview Eric and a couple people. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, amen. And yeah, that's one of the things, that as we go in here, you guys can get a nice vantage point. One, as we're going to actually, hopefully, as long as we move swimmingly, we want to actually do a prayer with you guys over where the church is going to be. So if you're listening via podcast, you haven't seen this yet, you can pray with us. You know, the Lord's going to hear your prayers regardless. But if you have time, make sure you go over to our YouTube channel so you get to check it out. Yes, we do have little kids running around. That's my son, Justice, but it is a live job site, so we're going to be a little bit careful, but you'll see the ladies are painting the side right now, and I know you probably hear the generator. I'll try my best to keep this muzzled so you guys can still hear us and get a little, just a little idea over here. What's going on, Jonathan? What are they building and about to pour?
Right here, there's two tanks, giant tanks in the ground. It's for the septic system for the church. And for the house, the hole was it was there for months. It was about 11 feet deep, 20 something feet wide. And our friend Jacinto has been working on it day and night, literally, for maybe 2 weeks, working very hard. So there's a lot going on under the ground there. But you know, as you can see out here, there's no main sewer. You have to burn your trash. There's no trash that comes and picks up. Okay, so you don't have all the services yet in these areas. And so they're about to pour concrete today and get this covered up. And can't wait to, you know, try it out. Amen.
But no, that's perfect time. We're going to transition a little bit in here. You can probably hear maybe in the background some nail guns going on. Maybe a saw is about to get turned on by a brother in Christ. Tommy, Joe's wife, Lisa, is over here to the right, painting up a storm with Diane Dominguez over there. And we're going to walk right into the job site a little bit and give you guys a little understanding. I'll try not to trip. And we have a brother in Christ here that you guys are going to get to see. And I know Joe, I definitely wanted to get his viewpoint or his vantage point of what he's doing here and who he is and what on earth is going on over here. But we got a awesome brother in the Lord, our brother Eric. And I know, Joe, you wanted to talk a little bit to Eric and ask him a couple questions.
Oh, no, I'm just going to hand the mic to Eric.
Is that the film?
Yeah. Eric, man, now, Eric, I didn't know this, but he said he first caught up with us in 97, bro. Chad was just like 2 years old or something. I don't know
if you were there. That, yeah.
But, and then he caught us right before COVID. So I'm blown away by Eric because I'm like, this is the heart of a man of God. Is I just got to know you a little bit, bro, last few weeks or so. And all of a sudden I hear, a guy named Eric's coming out to do the electrical. He's an electrical contractor. And he had to have a few guys with him. He showed up alone. And we're looking at this place, and this dude's, an animal for Jesus, but a sheep, right? For Jesus, right?
Sheep with teeth.
Sheep with teeth, amen. So, Eric, without any further ado, man, what moved on your heart to just be a missionary in Mexico? You just hold it right about here, it'd be great.
I've been an electrician 25 years, and a Christian walking faithfully with the Lord for 12 years.
Hi, Daddy.
And God gave me a business called Light of This World Electric, and The vision back then was to do exactly what I'm doing today, which was, because I want to expand God's kingdom, not my kingdom.
Praise God.
So he's given me a talent to do electrical. And now this is actually my first mission trip. So God has birthed that desire, which was 10 years ago. So I'm here, you know. I had guys that were going to come with me, but they couldn't come for valid reasons, and I just said, "Well, I'll go alone." So, but I'm not alone. I'm with these brothers here. So, but yeah, God is good, and He rescued me from. I was in the hand of the enemy at one time. And Psalms 31:8 says, "I have not handed you over to the enemy, but set my feet in a large tent." And so then I came out of a 25-year meth addiction. And now
praise
I have 12
God,
years clean.
Praise the Lord.
So, God is good. He's faithful. So, anyway, that's all I got.
That's awesome. That's everything, man. That's sharing, that's sharing the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this brother loves Jesus, man. And right away, we're brothers. As soon as I meet him, I go, oh, he loves Jesus. I love this guy, man. You love everybody. You love your brother in a special way. So it's amazing, too, because then he said, man, I'm coming back every 2 weeks until this, the church building's done along with this building. I'm like, wow. And by the way, we drove from Simi Valley. I don't know, it's like 6-7 hours. You know?
Not he even,
came, yeah, he came from Santa Barbara. That's another almost hour and a half out from there. And he just drove by himself. And he's so praise the Lord, bro. We appreciate your help, man. It's exciting, man. And praise the Lord, he's doing. I'm like looking around, man. And it's like I would quickly be electrocuted if I tried to do your job.
No, it's really interesting. I remember when I walked in and I just saw what looked like spider webs, you know, and of electrical. I'm like, oh man, this is a little different than the house
that we've built.
And so it's been pretty awesome. And as Joe mentioned, it's been the hands and feet, you know, when it comes to this, because we were just building, you know, and we've had quite a few guys come down injured and messed up a little bit, unable to perform at what they're usually able to do. And so to have anybody come and then give a hand that way.
Maybe you could pat Nico as he's talking.
Yeah, maybe you could check it out. Yeah, so you can see a little bit of electrical he's been doing. And maybe you can talk through, kind of as Nico's going, what these rooms exactly are as he, after he's done panning that around, so you guys can check that out. But hopefully we'll give you guys a good enough look if you're listening via podcast and not seeing the video. And hopefully you'll want to go back to the video. But give him a little bit. Nico, we're going to take him through a little bit of a tour, starting about what this is and where we're going to move.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, I want to say, you know, this morning I went to go get material. And as I'm driving alone and I was just thinking of what's happening, you know, I mean, you get so busy. But when you have time, you're just sitting there and I'm realizing, you know, more just what the Lord's doing. I almost, you know, wanted to cry. Because it's humbling and amazing to be part of what God is doing, you know, in so many different ways. God is moving. He has a plan for this place, so it's exciting to be part of that. Amen. And this brother, I tell you, he knocked this stuff out so quick it just blew my mind. Whoa! Boom, 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 boom. So where we're standing now is the living room. It's a, you call it the open concept, I guess, dining room. My wife's kitchen. She's Hispanic. She cooks amazing food. That's why I married her. Just kidding. No, she's an amazing cook. Okay, in the back there, we even have a washer dryer room. Praise the Lord for that. We have a bathroom for guests. Amen. For the past 2 years, we've had teams come down to Mexico and, you know, flooded the houses that we've been renting. So we've had up to 21 people, you know, stay in the house. Houses where we've been and come serve the community. So if you're a Christian, come on down, baby. If you're not, get saved and then come on down, okay? And you'll be blessed. The people here will be blessed.
Hey, man, hey, real quick.
Yes.
I'm going to get back to work because we got a lot to do and you guys are going to close out the show.
Okay.
Love you guys, man.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I try to be quick, but, you know, bathroom here for guests and for the kids. And here's an office / a guest room for people when they want to come stay. We have you know, our children's bedroom in the middle there. And the far room over there is the master bedroom. Amen. So blows my mind.
You know, one of the things, you know, just thinking about and praying about while we're going here is thinking about, you got your church over there, you have your house right here, and I'm just, you know, I'm envisioning you just being able to sit down right here and have those discussions with people. Maybe somebody that, you know, the Mormons that come out riding their bikes, you got a place to say, hey, let's have a talk right here.
Absolutely.
And you say, we're going to have a talk, we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty and get into the Word together. And you just, it's a beautiful thing to see. And as we kind of exit out the house, because there is some work to be done, and we're going to finish up here in not too long. We're moving towards some time here along this video. But one of the things I wanted to do with Jonathan was really talk about the church here that's being built. The church that he's putting right here as we walk out, and you guys check this out, we're going to see that right now we'll hopefully be finishing up this house in the next couple days or so. And then we try to work really fast. But one of the things that's happening is that we're moving from the house right to, as you see, don't step in that hole, Nico. As we walk up, we're going to see where the church is actually going to be, right here. And now, Jonathan, is it the same square footage, that area, the church, and this area in your house as well? The same kind of area that we're dealing with here?
Yes.
Yeah?
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, 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 I'm sorry. I said, is this the same sort of area slab or whatever that we're dealing with that we were just walking in?
Oh, absolutely, yes. So the person that designed the home, designed the church, is the exact same dimensions. So we're excited about that. It's a, you know, smaller church, but it's bigger than what we've had. We've been in garages, we've been in homes, kind of like the early church, amen, in houses from house to house. And that's an exciting thing. But the vision for this is, it's so wonderful to see it coming to pass, amen. Hopefully in the next week, we're gonna have this slab poured. I've been working hard on it, trenching. It takes a while, even with a jackhammer, you know, to dig the ground. But we've got this level. The exciting thing is we got a spot right on the road there. So when people pass by, they see the church, amen. And we can welcome them in. And it's next to power. We just put the pole in recently. So we have power. That is huge, right? Can you imagine living without power? In the States, we're just, you know, there's things that we take for granted. We don't realize if we live without those things, what it would be like. So the church is gonna have two small outside bathrooms with showers so that we can shower the groups when they come. And you know, maybe you know, some of the families that they don't even have showers in their homes because they don't have running water. So you know, I have to be careful how I do that, because otherwise the whole community will be here every day showering. But you know, I mean, to be able to provide that, the little cry room and then a chapel, amen. And in Mexico, if they say that there's room for 50 seats, you could fit at least 100 Mexicans in there, amen. if the car is a 15-passenger van, no joke, we fit almost 30 people in our 15-passenger van in Mexico. So they're okay with being close to one another, amen.
And it's great. You guys got to see some, you know, some good footage of somebody going into the outhouse as well. But nonetheless, guys, I'm excited because we are literally standing on exactly where Blessed Hope Ensenada is going to be. And I know for you, like you said, you've gone from house to house. You've dealt with mold in some houses, right?
Really bad.
You've dealt with, you know, blowing your car up as well. Literally lighting yourself on fire, you know?
Yes.
You know, through many travails, you know, as Paul would say. But the whole point of all of this, the reason why we're sitting here, the reason why we're talking about this is because the fact is that Jesus is worthy. You know, the fact is that when it comes to ministry, it doesn't matter what lengths it is. God is enough and He is worthy. And the fact is that we want to see people lost come to Christ. And I know for us going out here sharing the gospel, I know for you, obviously, you've proven it. It wasn't enough to simply go out, share the gospel with people and say goodbye. And then, you know, and don't get me wrong, that's ministry too.
Amen.
Planting seeds sometimes is all you're able to do, right? And
yes. And
it's, you don't necessarily get to do the discipleship. Someone else has to come alongside and do that.
Yes.
But the fact that we can go out and share the gospel, the fact that we can go out and tell people Jesus is the only way, and then also correct some of those doctrines.
Yes.
And then I can only tell you this, and we're going to be doing two full shows tonight, which we'll film for just to show you guys some of the witnessing we've been doing out here in Ensenada. But the fact that we could share the gospel with somebody, them be ready, that God was ready there. We got to be the part of the watering, so to speak, as God's caused the growth and see people come to faith and to say, well, nice to meet you, find a good Bible-believing church, which is typically what they have to say on the streets. We get to say, guess what? I know of a Bible-believing church. I have a brother in Christ named Jonathan Ball, and I would love for you to go to his fellowship. And then we've been able to hand out and pass out cards. So we've been so blessed. So maybe you can talk a little bit as well, Jonathan, about the switch from evangelism to discipleship, because I know you're doing both of them here.
Sure. Well, like you said, you know, we came down here, my wife and I were coming with teams for, I think about 10 years or 7 or 8 years before we came. And, we were trying to go every 2 months, and, we'd go on the weekends, we'd bring beans and rice, we'd bring clothes, we'd smuggle clothes. you have to kind of stuff it in there, and anyway, they try to get money any way they can when you cross the border. So, you know, and bring the gospel. But when we started to build homes with the church, they said, let's build a home this year. So we came, we found a ministry, Yugo Ministries, that we came and we started building homes each year. As we would come and build relationships with the people in the homes, which is what we should do, amen, you know, the desire started to, or the burden started to be in my heart. And I started to pray that God would send somebody here. I didn't know if it was going to be me. God knew I was willing. I said, Lord, I'm willing, but you have me here. You have me doing things in the States. But I said, send me or send somebody that is willing to come live here with the people that we've been visiting so that they can stay here and be a light and teach them the truth. Amen. And God answered the prayer. He sent us. Amen. So, and he's provided in more ways than I can imagine, amen, to get this going. It's so obvious that he is in this work, yeah. And it just blows my mind, really. It's so much that you have to actually stop and let it sink in and go, God's moving here and there and here and there. It's just amazing. God wants this to happen. He loves these people, and he wants them to have a shepherd, amen, that can disciple them, and he wants the work to be done here, amen.
Yeah, amen. And, you know, one of the things that Jesus said, we're going to move over here because, praise God, as you guys are here, the concrete's getting poured to that slab. We already showed you guys a little bit. And so it's been pretty cool. It's really, really exciting to have you guys here. And one of the things that Jesus said is that when you come to him, you have to first sit and count the cost, see if you have enough to finish the job. And that's in the context of picking up your cross and carrying it. So putting in that literally a symbol of a death penalty on your body and saying, I have died, as you mentioned, Galatians 2:20, as Paul said that, while rebuking Peter for what he was doing, used those words in that time to say one of the most profound statements of the Christian faith, that it is no longer he who lives, but Christ who lives in me, that he became crucified and identified specifically with the crucifixion of Christ. And that is what you are seeing here. And what I love personally, and it's something that it's been a blessing to me as I've tried to do a better job of my discipling young believers, not only to share the gospel, but also doctrine and those things, is to see how you've been discipling Isaac. You guys got to meet him a little bit, and I know you've been putting him through the rigors a little bit when it comes to doctrine, understanding scripture. You've been having him on the streets. So maybe if you can just give a little background, and I think it'd be a great example for some of these guys. First of all, there's a language barrier there. Most people that are listening to our show don't have a language barrier with the people that they're trying to disciple, right? And I think it's a great opportunity for us. Before we do a prayer over this, I would love for you to be able to talk about specifically how you've discipled and one way to bring up believers in a way that's glorifying to God, to see them grow in Christ.
Well, what I try to do in discipleship is, I believe it's much more than just, you know, here, read this and learn this knowledge. But what we see Jesus doing is he said, follow me and I'll make you a fisher of men. Follow me. And he spent time pouring the word into his disciples. And he also took them by the hand and he walked it out with them. And so that's what I believe we are supposed to do. Pray for me that I'll be the best example that I possibly can. And in every way, in holy living, in the way I speak, in the way I acclimate to the culture here and so on, that I wouldn't be offensive to them. Let the Lord help me, amen, to be the best shining light I can to them so that they can see Christ in me, amen.
You've been listening to the Good Fight Radio Show, brought to you by Good Fight Ministries. If you're blessed by this show and would like to partner with us, won't you consider visiting our support page at goodfight.org? Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 2202, Simi Valley, California, 93062, or call us toll-free at 1-866-JC-TRUTH. That's 1-866-528-7884. We hope you'll tune in next time on the Good Fight Radio Show.